So when you teach and include diversity and social justice content, what are your aims and goals?
To heal and transform is sort of at my core. That's why I'm a teacher. Just sort of bring a sense of personal healing to everybody I work with, but also community healing, and then into the society and societal healing. And by healing, I mean to kind of come back into balance and to come into a way of being in which we accept ourselves, we accept each other. There's a room for everybody. Each person is valued and given tools and support to realize who they are, in no matter how different from the norm that is. And so, and I believe that that kind of work has to happen at, well, it happens at multiple levels, but the level that I'm interested in is the very direct experience of spending time in the room together and growing personally through having to work together. And so my goal every quarter is to offer an experience in which people are going to be challenged to show up in a way that maybe they haven't before, or in a way that allows them to be very present and access their creativity in the service of this larger sense of transformation and healing. Basically, the only way I think the kind of inclusion and accessibility that I'm interested in can happen is when people are embodied in some way, and meaning that they are showing up in real time and participating with their full, as much of their spirit and emotions and intellect that they can, and body that they can muster at that point. So, and that's how I see dance and performance. And so there's never a point where the work is done. There's always further to push it. You can't just kind of show up and take a test or answer a few questions. That you have to engage with your full body and being in the work that we're doing, and it's always, there's always a sense of uncertainty in it because we're creating it as we go along, and so there's no way to master it. And so it's sort of learning how to exist in this space of a lot of uncertainty, a lot of diversity, and kind of being able to relax there and thrive. And that's what I think creativity is just being with uncertainty and then responding.